We're in the city of Rome, Italy. We've been traveling for about 3 weeks now, taking our tour group and the students of our School of Prophets into Israel. We spent 10 days in Israel, 4 days over in Jordan. Then we made our way, many of us, not all of the tour group, but many of us made our way into Turkey. We visited the seven churches of Asia Minor. And from there, we traveled into Rome, Italy. Rome is the next most important city in Bible prophecy. Rome has a very interesting past. Presently, it is very unique, and prophetically, it's absolutely important that you understand what's going to happen. I'm standing here in front of the Colosseum in the Roman Forum. The Colosseum, built in 72 AD by Vespasian, who was the Roman emperor. He was also the father of General Titus, the general who, with the Roman army, destroyed the temple in the city of Jerusalem, taking all the monies out of that temple, bringing them to his father in Rome in order for the Roman Empire to be rebuilt. You might remember in 64 AD, Nero allowed the city of Rome to burn to the ground. In 69 AD, there were four different Roman emperors, and finally, in 70 AD, Vespasian was selected to be the Roman emperor. He and his family would set a dynasty in place as far as the Roman Empire is concerned. Before he sailed from Caesarea on the coast, the Mediterranean coast of Israel, he told his son, General Titus, to return to Jerusalem to destroy the temple, to devastate the city, and then to disperse the Jews to the four corners of the earth. Now, the reason Vespasian wanted General Titus, his son, to destroy the temple was to be able to take the treasures of the temple, estimated to be about 50 tons of gold and silver, bring it to him in Rome so they could rebuild the Roman Empire. In fact, not very far from where I'm standing in front of the Colosseum is the Arch of Titus. And there's a relief on the Arch of Titus. By the way, that was the way by which General Titus returned to give those monies to his father. That was an arch that displayed the victory that General Titus had over the Jewish people in the city of Jerusalem. In that Arch of Titus, there's a relief which depicts the Roman soldiers bringing from Jerusalem back to Rome the table of showbread, the menorah, and the trumpets, the silver trumpets, that the Jewish people would use in temple services. This is tangible evidence of fulfilled prophecy. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, the Lord told the Jewish people through the prophet Moses, "If you will obey me, I will make you the greatest nation of the world." That's about the first 14 verses of Deuteronomy 28. But then he said, if you don't obey me, you're going to face all type of trouble, persecution, death, etc. You'll receive the curses for not obeying me. Well, this, of course, this Arch of Titus is tangible evidence that Deuteronomy 28 was indeed fulfilled. It's a tangible proof of Bible prophecy being fulfilled. In addition to that, you must understand that General Titus would ultimately become the next Roman emperor after his father's death, and his brother Domitian would then be the Roman emperor. And what's unique about that is it was Domitian who was the Roman emperor who put John the Revelator under house arrest on the Isle of Patmos because of his preaching, because of his teaching of the Word of God. This is a very historical past for the city of Rome, setting a basis upon which it is going to have a unique place in history in the present day. Rome is the center of religiosity for about 1.2 million Catholics around the world. St. Peter's Basilica is the location of the Mother Church for Catholicism. And the Vatican is that structure that helps keep the Catholic Church in place and the most powerful group of people who claim to be Christians. Rome, the city itself, is a thriving metropolis of several million people who are today living in light of the fact that they will come to power again. Our guide talking to us as we started our journey through the city of Rome, the Roman Forum, which is ancient Rome, and then the Vatican and St. Peter's Basilica, I asked her, I said, are you Italian? She said, no, I am Roman. And that means someone who was born and raised and lives in Rome today. She claims to be a Roman, dating back to the great times of the Roman Empire and into the future when they believe Rome will become that major city of the world. And Bible prophecy in chapter 17 does talk about the fact that Rome will be the headquarters for the revived Roman Empire. I'll get to that in just a moment when we take a look at the book here on Prophecy Today. But Rome is the stage that is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Rome is that unique city that will come to power after the rapture of the church. It has great prophetic significance in the future. Chapter 17 of the book of Revelation says it will be the headquarters for the revived Roman Empire. And I believe we have the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire in that political, governmental, economic power referred to as the European Union. Dr. Rob Congdon and I have often talked about, as he reports on the present events happening in the European Union, as stage setting for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. I know there are 28 states in the European Union, and the revived Roman Empire calls for 10 kings, kingdoms, units, regions, or whatever. We'll not take the time to explain all of that, but indeed, Rome the city will become the headquarters for the revived Roman Empire. The people living here in Rome expect that to happen. That's why indeed they're calling themselves Romans today. And that is a stage setter for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. But in addition to that, where the Vatican is located, where St. Peter's Basilica, the mother church for Catholicism, is located, we see the stage being set for the fulfillment of Revelation 17 and ecclesiastical Babylon to come to power. This is the location where the Antichrist will begin his activities in the tribulation period. At the end of the first 3.5 years, he will destroy the church located in the city of Rome and then move into Jerusalem to go into the temple, to desecrate the temple with the abomination of desolation. As 2 Thessalonians 2:4 tells us, the Antichrist walks into the Holy of Holies and claims to be God, the abomination of desolation. From there, he moves over to Babylon, the literal city of Babylon, as we continue to go through the prophetic scenario that's found in God's Word. And so we see from the city of Rome, the next major city in Bible prophecy, everything set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. In a few moments, when I take a look at the book right here on Prophecy Today, I'll get more specific about prophecy that is to be fulfilled in the future and the stage being set for those prophetic truths of God's Word. But from Rome, Italy, Jimmy DeYoung reporting, pre-recorded so that I could be on location where Bible prophecy is going to be fulfilled and talk to you about the great significance of the city of Rome, past, present, and prophetic.